belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.
Get ready, get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
This is Wade Hampton for New Life Ministries. I'm with Pastor Gregory Tenney and First Lady Linda Tenney. We're going to start with First Lady Tenney. You and your husband just celebrated your 6th year anniversary at Second Nazarene Baptist Church. Tell us about your take on love.
Well, I think that because God is love, then love is centered only around God's way, according to God's word. And because he tells us that he's loved us with an everlasting love. So his example is that we love one another, you know, the way God has loved us. And what I really love about God's love is that he doesn't love us because of our status or our, you know, whether we're male or female or whether we're a child or an adult. He loves us in spite of, you know, whatever we go through, whatever we've done, however long we've been there, God still loves us because Romans 8:35, I think it is, says that nothing can separate me from the love of God. So, you know, the world has their way of loving people according to the world's way. But the best way to love somebody is to love God's way.
Well, that is so wonderful. And thank you, Linda, for those kind words. You know, Second Nazarene, we are a church that equipped the saints, evangelized the sinner, and hence in this society there's one church ministering hope to 4 generations always. And it just was pondering in my spirit about love, because a lot of times we find that we don't show the love to people as well as God as we should. And sometimes we get it all mixed up and so forth and so on. But, you know, John 3:16 said in his word, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." And we just want to let people know that it is about love, and we should love one another. A lot of times what we do is we love other things more than we love God. We put other things in the place of God, and that's something that we should not do. Now, you know, even in loving people and loving one another, sometimes we fall short. And I believe that it's not because that we may not love that person or love God, but sometimes it's just because we are caught up into self. And we do our own selfish things, and we do it in our own way. And we should never not show each other love and exemplify. You know, love is about a lot of things. Love is about having compassion in your heart. Love is about joy. Love is about peace. Love is about comforting. And love is about togetherness. And you know, we as a creation of people, we fall short a lot of times in those areas. And me myself personally, you know, I have been sometimes not exemplifying the love that I should exemplify in the ways that I should. And we all have come into that arena. But you know, when you know better, you do better. And because God, look, God loves us unconditionally. And the reason why I know that he loves us unconditionally, you know, look what he did. He gave us his only begotten son that we might have life and life more abundantly. So that just tells me that God was not, he's not a selfish God. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. He's a God that looks out for his people and each other. And, you know, when we love one another, we must look out for one another. Now, in the midst of loving each other, we do, when we fall short, we sometimes hurt each other. And sometimes it's not, I believe, that it's not always intentionally. We hurt one another in ways and so forth and so on. But one thing about it of it is that if you really love a person and you have hurt a person in any way, or you've hurt a member in any way, you've hurt a deacon in any way, or you know, a leader in any way, then we should be able to learn to say, I apologize, or I'm sorry, or forgive me for my actions. You know, I've come to learn and understand that, you know, people don't always forgive you, but God always forgives you in spite of. And the most important thing about it is that when you give it to God, when you repent to God, you ask God forgiveness, you can believe, my brothers and sisters, that when if you're sincere from your heart, he forgives you. And look, he don't ask you any questions about it. He don't try to examine you. He don't try to dissect anything. He just forgives you unconditionally. But you know, we as a people, we dissect things. We our emotions get caught up, and that's all right. But never let your emotional feelings overpower God, because look, God don't get caught up like that. Because if he did, he would be just like us. But that's why he's the creator. Because guess what? He's the problem solver. That's why he's the creator. Because guess what? He's the healer. That's why he's the creator, because he's the king of compassionate. That's why he's the creator, because he's the great I am. That's why he's the creator, because he's all that we have. That's why he's the creator, because he looked beyond your faults to see your needs. That's why he's the creator, because he's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. You didn't hear me. God is able to do everything but fail. And that's the good thing about it. But don't you understand and know that we as a human race, we fail over and over and over and over. But guess what? When we go to God, he picks us up, he picks us up, he picks us up, and he picks us up. Why? Simply because he know that you are a sinful, finite creature, because it all happened in the Garden of Eden. Well, and you know, and he knows our heart. He knows that we are not a perfect people. But one thing he do is, I believe, requires of us, is that when we learn better, we do better. We don't stay in the same old boat and we know it's sinking. God wants us to do better. God wants us to be better. And I love everybody. I love people. There is no one that is in my heart that I hate. I love everybody. I remember a long time ago when I was in a certain area of Alexandria, and I was hit in the head with a 2x4, and it almost killed me. And the person who did that, and I was in the world at that time, and I was going to pay back some money that I needed to pay back. And the person who did it didn't know that I knew it was him who done it. And I would see him at the store, and he would ask me for 50 cents. You know, you might have been at a store and somebody come up to you and ask you for some money or something, to say they want to eat or they need a little such. But he would ask me for some a little money. Every time I see him, he would ask me for 50 cents or a dollar. And, you know, and I knew what he did to me, but do you know that every time he asked me, I would give him just what he asked for? And I know that he almost killed me. Now, God bless the dead. I can say that he's gone on. He's no longer living. He's not living at this time. But, you know, I forgave him. Look at what we've done to Christ. Look at what we did to him. We spit on him. We abused him. We misused him. We talked about it. We threw stones at him. We pierced him in the side. We hung him on the old rugged cross. We did all manners of evil against our Lord and Savior. But yet, he loves us in spite of. He could have came down off the cross. As a matter of fact, he could have not even went to the cross. But he went there because he loved us just that much. My brothers and sisters, we must learn to love one another and try our best not to hurt each other. There is too much killing in Alexandria. We talk about New Orleans, but I believe Alexandria has more killing than New Orleans. Young folk are dying quicker than older folk. Killing is on every hand, on every corner. It is just sad that there is so much tragedy in Alexandria. It is simply because, first of all, we don't love ourselves. My brothers and sisters, let's learn to acknowledge God and learn to love one another. And preachers, pastors, let me say this to you. Come out of your offices. Come out of your suits. Come out of your fine cars. Go out into these streets and try to see what you can do to help our brothers and our sisters. Our young folk need help. They're crying out. But yet, we always think that they're supposed to come to the church where we are. But let me tell you something. We got it mixed up. We need to go to the streets where they are in order to let them know that it's all right to come where we are. You ain't heard me. Or I might not have a friend in the world, but that's all right. But I do know what I'm saying is true. We're shut up in our houses. And a lot of us pastors and preachers, we're scared of COVID-19. I'm not afraid of COVID-19. I respect it because I know what it can do. I abide by the guidelines that the health department has set forth. But I'm not afraid of it. If I can go to work, I can go to church. If I can drive my car, I can go to church. If I can wake up in the morning and go to Walmart, I can go to church. We have the audacity to shut God's house. But yet we go everywhere we want to go. No, that's not right. No, we're not being the leaders we should. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. You can see ministers everywhere on the front row in numbers when things are going well. But time a pandemic come on, time a disease hit the city, time a plague hit the city, they lock up in their houses. No, that's not right. That's not how God exemplifies love. Those houses and you ought to be the first person in the church house. The folk used to seeing you in the church house, and then when a pandemic hit, then you know where to be found. What are you telling them? Where is your faith? You ain't heard me. I know where it is. It's in your pocket. Pull it out. Buckle up your shoe. Take your sleeves and roll them up sometime and call on God's children. You're missing in action. You say you love me, then you show me you love me. You say you love me, then acknowledge that you love me. Let's quit being a fake and start to being real. Look, I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast. This is the church, once again, that equipped the saints, evangelized the sinner, enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. Look, if you haven't sent anything to support this ministry, don't be stingy. Don't keep everything to yourself. Bless the ministry. Make all checks payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and you can mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. I'm going to say it again. Make all checks of money payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church and mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. And look, it'll greatly be appreciated. Get ready, for the time is about to come.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. Good morning. Good morning. This is Pastor Grady Blackwell with the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad that you have your radio on this station. You know that First St. Mark radio come on every Saturday at 10:45. So call somebody and tell them that First St. Mark ministry is on the air. I'm Pastor Grady Blackwell, talking to you live from the radio station. Here's one thing I want to say to all our listeners, and I want you to pass it on. Pastor Blackwell is saying Happy New Year to you, and he's giving you some firsthand information. I'm retiring from pastoring the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm retiring as of May the 2nd, 2021, and we plan to have a new pastor. By the help of the good Lord, we plan to have a new pastor by April 2021. We are so glad that First St. Mark Baptist Church have just let me had a good time in the passing of so many good people that are members of First St. Mark Baptist Church. I would say I really kind of hate to go, but it's doctor's orders. Medically, the doctor is telling me to step down or slow down or doing this. And after much praying, talking to the Lord, I have decided to retire from pastoring, but I'm not retiring from the church. I'll be hanging around trying to do anything that a church member can do to help the church. And I always say this, and I know somebody might be thinking a way that I normally think sometimes, he's going to be in the way of a new pastor who's trying to pastor the church. And sometimes old pastors do, as long as they hang around the church. But I can't help it. I'm going to just try to be the best member of the church that I possibly can. I definitely do not plan to leave the church. And I want y'all to continue to pray for everything will go well with First St. Mark Baptist Church during the transition period while I'm leaving and somebody else will be coming forward. At this particular time, we don't know, or I don't know, who's going to be the pastor. I got my ideas and I got my hope and wishes, but we don't know, and we're just going to go by proper procedure on electing of a pastor. You know, when we start talking about that, we probably set up a pulpit committee and look at people, find out what we want in a pastor, and then look at some resume, hear some messages that some of the candidates preach, and then we'll go from there. But we just thank God for the people that I have pastored. I just felt so good. They will always be on my heart, and the church is also on my heart also. So again, I just want to thank First St. Mark church members for what they have done for me, how they have loved me, how they have cared for me. I just thank them so much. I know that there wasn't a bunch of millionaires, wasn't a bunch of this, but they were God children, and they loved their pastor, and they loved their church, and I loved them, and I love the church. We thank God for them. Now, as we just here just talking to you so much about how much the church meant to me as pastor, they taught me so much. because I started off many years ago as a young pastor, and they put up with me. They taught me a lot of things about the Lord and about people, and I'm just so appreciative. So I just want you guys to write that down. May the 2nd, it's a Sunday, May the 2nd, 2021, will be my last day as pastor of First St. Mark Baptist Church. But it won't be my last day at First St. Mark, because I will be there trying to be the best member of a church that I possibly can, because I love the church and I love the members of the church. But due to the doctor's orders, I just have to give up trying to pastor. So I just want that to get out. I want to do this to so many people that I know that came through the church, that were baptized, that was that spent some months. Maybe they got married in the church. Maybe their mother got married. Some of their kinfolk. We did the funeral at First St. Mark Baptist Church. So it's so much went on at First St. Mark Baptist Church that I will always have good memories of First St. Mark Baptist Church. Now, what we want to do now, we just want to talk about some of the things that going on in the new year. We got a new year coming up, and First St. Mark want to, by the help of the good Lord, we just want to do a little bit better than what we have done. We want to have more contact with our members who can't make it to church because they're on the sick list, or they are old and kind of afraid to come to church with this coronavirus going on. So we want to communicate with them. Here's what we want to say. I just hope that we got some of them listening. We want to tell them that when we start voting on or trying to select a pastor, they will know. They will be involved as much as we possibly can. They'll know how we're selecting the pastor. They'll know that they have a vote also. And they'll know that we want them to know everything the selection committee know. And we want their input after we recommend someone for pastor. We want their input on what they think about or who we should vote in. So this I want all First St. Mark members to know, that they have a say-so. They have a vote on who the next pastor will be. It's not going to be somebody just jump up and say, yes, put so-and-so in there. But we want the members of First St. Mark Baptist Church, those that come when they can, those that are sick, those that are not present. But if you are a tithe paying member, that you're in good standing, that's all we ask, that you have a vote, 18 years or older. But we just want you to know that your vote count, and it will be invited. You'll be invited to cast your vote, even though you may not be present. We'll work out some kind of way where your vote count, even if you have to tell a deacon or somebody how you would vote. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer on that. If you have any question concerning how we elect the pastor, all that kind of stuff, please call me or some of the deacons. And we'll be calling you, because we're mailing out a letter to you, actually giving you instruction on how we're talking about you and me and all of us, is going to accept a pastor. You should be getting some in the mail. If you're at church Sunday, we're going to hand it to you, but if not, it's going to be in the mail to you. If it's not in the mail to you, one of the deacons or someone will bring it by your house, and we'll stick it in your mailbox or stick it in a Dropbox at your door or something like that. So we thank you for that. I think right now what I would like to do, I'd just like to offer a prayer to all the sick members, all the members that are sick at home or shut in. Just have a prayer that God will continue to bless them in whatever they stand in need of. I'm just going to ask First St. Mark members and other members who are listening. You ain't got to be a member, First St. Mark. If you're listening, we're praying a prayer that God may just bless you with whatever you stand in need of. Bow your head, put your mind on the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, how we thank you right now for your amazing grace and your tender mercy. Lord, we know that you are bigger than us. You are awesome, God. You are bigger than anything. I found out something, Lord. I found out that nothing is too small for you to handle, and yet nothing is too big for you to handle. That's why we call on you right now. We call on you because we know that you're able to do anything but fail. Now, Lord, we want you to breathe on the members of First St. Mark Baptist Church, those that are sick and shirting, and those that are at home, those that are going through sometimes, those that feel like they've been forgotten. Lord, touch them with your powerful hand. Let them know that in spite of the coronavirus, in spite of the loneliness, in spite of everything, you are still with them. Your words say you won't leave them, nor will you forsake them. Lord, we thank you for that. Somebody needs you, Lord, and they know that they can't get along without you. Somebody at Rapids General, Lord, needs you. Somebody at Cabrini, somebody at all the hospitals. Somebody is being funeralized today or the next day. They need you, and they know that they can't get along without you. But, Lord, I believe their faith is in you. I believe that they know that you will tell them to hold on a little while longer. Everything going to be all right. Lord, we just thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and, Lord, what you're going to do. Lord, we just thank you for being God all by yourself, a God that we can glorify, a God that we can say, take care of us, take care of all our needs. And you already know us good enough to know our needs, what we want and what we need. We appreciate you, God. Lord, we just love you. Thank you. Thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And what a Lord that we serve. Every once in a while, I guess some people think I'm crazy. Nobody's around, and I still shout hallelujah because I know that the Lord is good. Not some of the time, but he's good all the time. He put food on my table. Oh, Lord, he give me something to do. He let me know that everything going to be all right. I can't thank God enough for the things that he's done and what he's doing for me. Thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, just talking of something, if anyone need prayer, just call me. Our number, the pastor number, is 589-8129. We thank you so much for listening to this station. And every Saturday, the First St. Mark Radio Ministry will come on at 10:45 to 11 o'clock every Saturday morning. We just thank you so much for just turning your radio on. And I said I was going to say this, even though I don't use the radio to beg for funds, but I just thank the people who, some people just send money to our church, and I appreciate it. I'm not calling names, but I just thank God for those that do just put money in an envelope and send it to First St. Mark Church. Thank you for two or three people that have sent $50 or more to the church. That keeps us going, and we know that the Lord is on our side when people like you that don't know a lot about us except for what you hear on the radio or what you hear people say, and you're still supporting our church. We thank you. Bless you. Let me quickly tell you that we have church every Sunday. We're open every Sunday. We have church. We don't have a lot of people there, but we have church, and we invite you to come if you want to hear a good message and a song, Travis. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Tune in next Saturday at the same time. God be the glory.
Thank you.